Blog Talk Radio.
Mohasey, Du Bois. I had some other stuff loaded on, and for some reason, I thought you guys could hear us like beforehand when in the queue or elsewhere, and it's like Jan was in there saying she couldn't hear a thing. So I'm hoping you guys have sound in there tonight. So anyway, all right, just a few of our little announcements. Dina will be joining us around 8:50 this evening. She'll be on the second hour. And let's see, check us out at Psychics Gone Wild, the www.psychicsgonewild.com to get full descriptions of our readers and psychics and our poetess Dan. And let's see, I think Psychic Ryan's page is still under construction. I'm not sure what was the last time I checked there. His is still working on being put together, but he's got some zoo animal pictures on his page. So it's kind of cute. Oh, let's see. Okay. And yes, and welcome to our welcome all our guests in chat. Deborah, guests, and Linda, Jan, and Susie B. I had some stuff. So we have a caller here, and I will get to you here in just a little bit. There was some stuff I was going to share because I got to going over different things. I know everybody has, I think everybody's heard of this author, Greg Braden. It's G-R-E-G-G-B-R-A-D-E-N. And one of the first books that he wrote, well, he also he wrote Awakening to Zero Point and Walking Between the Worlds, where I kind of picked up on his legacy because I haven't read the first two, is back in the year 2000. He got this, the next one, apparently the third one published, is called The Isaiah Effect. And it's called Decoding the Lost Science of Prayer and Prophecy. And I wanted to share some of those thoughts and things that he had, because it was just, they're really unique. And he really gives a message of hope and about changing things. And I kind of covered some of that in the previous show today. And if I can find my pages, I was scrounging around through the pages because he talks about a place and space where he does all kinds of things, he and his wife. And anyway, they had gotten hold of these when they run the Bible in its original languages through computers with the computer codes. And any place there was like a major prophecy or prophetic thing coming out, there was always these lines crossing it that was a question of, will you change it? And it was really interesting the way he presented it. Anyway, we'll share this one here. It's called The Isaiah. It's just The Isaiah Effect. Quantum science suggests the existence of many possible futures for each moment of our lives. Each future lies in a state of rest until it is awakened by choices made in the present. A 2,000-year-old scroll written by the prophet Isaiah describes precisely such possibilities in a language that we are just beginning to understand. In addition to sharing his visions of our time, Isaiah described the science of how we choose which future we experience. Each time we do so, we experience the Isaiah effect. Okay, and I'll get some more here. Says, ancient traditions remind us we have come to this world for one reason, above all other reasons. We are here to love and to find a love even greater than any known by the angels of heaven. This book is dedicated to our search for love and the memory of our power to bring heaven to earth. So with those opening thoughts, I'm going to get to, I'll see, I know Jethro had some announcements here also. He's got several guests coming up. I know we have, he's going to have a special Halloween October 31st evening, and I cannot remember who he says. He's got like a list of people going on that. So all I can say is tune in on the 31st and see who's here, because I think they're going to be here doing some fun stuff and whatnot. In the upcoming days, he's got some other guests scheduled. I know, of course, always we have Aurora Rose and Ryan usually on Thursday nights. I know Ryan's been having some health issues, and I think he's got somebody else in there that night. That's tomorrow. And then Friday is Amy Kavanaugh, and they've also got another special guest coming in on that night, in addition to her and Jethro. And then Saturday night, again, another one of those surprises. So we're just kind of tune in and see. And we're always here at 773-897-6561. Also, if you want to get hold of Jethro, that's right, the baskets. He's got a lot of authors that are donating books and different kind of materials, readings, that kind of stuff, to what he's calling the Christmas basket giveaways. It's a little bit early for that, but he's doing these weekly giveaways. And all you have to do to be entered in those for a chance to win is just email him either at psychicjethro@aol.com or on the site www.psychicjethro.com, and just go to his, there's a contact page there and say, hi, I'm emailing you, to be entered in the basket giveaways and something like that. Or even just, if you want to email him with, a subject and say, hey, I just have this thought, blah, do something there. And it's like, but anytime that you email him, just say, I'm doing this, I'm entered in the contest for those baskets and those giveaways. And he did not say which show he was going to announce those on. So I'm not sure which I wasn't specific on that, which day of the week he's announcing our winners, but need to find that out. I don't know if it's a specific day or if he just kind of hops around with that too and says, you know, listen in. So I'm not sure, but I know he's going to have a list of people. So hopefully when he initially announces it, I will also try to announce it on the days that I host. So hopefully people will be listening in. And if you're the winner for that week, then you know, call him or email him back at that 928-284-0437. Or email him again at that psychicjethro@aol.com and get a hold of him that way. Tuesdays, as always, are musical psychic Pamela. And on Tuesday, yeah, wow, seems like a long time ago, but that was yesterday. We had Richard Harvey on, international author from Spain, and just an amazing person. He had a lot of fun, and he wants to come back for a second go-round with us. Seems that we run a really informal format, so it's like people are, you know, we get people as guests, and they are not, don't feel the pressure, so they have fun, they want to come back, and it's like, that's exciting for us, because, you know, we'll get to offer you guys somebody different to listen to also. All right, okay, so here we go. Oh, and the other cautionary, yes, we have been being blogged again, as we call it, this afternoon. Blog was having some tech issues, so if you get kicked out of chat or dropped out of chat or dropped off the queue list, please just call back in and just say, yep, I've been blogged. It's like, we ought to give T-shirts away for that. Of course, they'd give away thousands of them who've been blogged, so anyway. Our first caller tonight here is area code 347. 347,
hello.
We're on live for this. Hello.
Hi.
What I do is birth card readings. And what I need for that is just your month and your day. And then if we want to look ahead at some of the stuff going on in the year, we can do that. But just for starters, if you give me a month and a day, I can at least tell you your birth card and your planetary ruling card.
Okay. My year? 77, and you said the date, the month, July.
Yeah, month and day. Okay, July.
Oh, day. July. July 25th.
July 25th. Okay, so you are just a few days into being Leo. You are a three of clubs, and Leos have no separate planetary ruler. So anything that you have as a three of clubs, you are like double that. It's like, you know, very intense. Leo has very intense energy with that. So let's see what it has to say about three of clubs people. First of all, it's called the writer's card. Each of the cards in the deck has a name. The creativity in this card can manifest in many ways. And they always give you a high side and a low side. So on the high side, you can be highly successful writers, teachers, or performers. On the low side, you can worry, become indecisive, and spend your time on frivolous activities. So, and then there's always a flip of the coin in between. You know, you can bounce back and forth. Even among the most successful threes of clubs, we find worry and indecision as a more or less constant theme in your life. Success in life always depends upon the individual, of course, and how they use your God-given gifts and abilities and free will. You're very gifted, but your fear of poverty may entice you into using your creativity in somewhat questionable ways. If that happens, you seldom get away with it. You make great salespeople. Man, they call it propaganda. So it's like, okay, but, you know, it's something you really believe in, okay? But you're very ineffective until you decide upon one philosophy and stand behind it. That country western song, you know, you got to stand for something or you fall for anything. So, you know, decide what you're all about and go with that. It's one of the strongest business cards. You've got this King of Diamonds second karma card. Gives you natural business ability. You gravitate toward big money and big business. You can easily position yourself in leadership wherever you work. The Five of Diamonds first karma card, however, causes them to choose occupations where your freedom is not hampered too much. You'll often choose work for yourself or maybe to freelance if you're in the writing. Natural gifts are very creative and many become prominent authors, speakers, or producers in the entertainment industry. Of course, I've also seen people with this card who are become like the librarian of the year with their storytelling effort. So it's like, it's an audience, you know, still is in there. You sure have some emotional losses, relationships you think should last forever but don't, many of which are destined or karmic in nature. If you can look at those as completions and graduations to a higher level, you can avoid that disappointment. Your love has the potential to be realized on a more universal level. If you utilize your inheritance of spiritual knowledge, much success can be realized. You're here to be transformers of energy, transform that worry into creativity, that fear into faith. And this marriage is going to serve as powerful example for the rest of us. And relationship area. As a person, you're basically indecisive, uncertain, you know, about making a commitment one way or the other. Then again, you love to try different things. You love to experience all life has to offer. So there's just, you know, kind of a lot of going back and forth in choice of relationships, kind of like a tennis match. On the other hand, you may repeatedly attract those who reflect those qualities. That way yourself, you draw people who are like that, who are either afraid or unwilling to make a commitment. The happiest three of clubs seem to be able to accept your need for variety. And, you know, when you're younger especially, you know, you just kind of date people for the pleasure it brings, foregoing married life, you know, whatever, for a while until you really figure out, again, what you want and decide to settle down. Those who are married often find a way to have, okay, that would be the love side of the card. I'm not going to go there. Okay. There's going to be some losses in life. You can have love and happiness whenever you make a firm decision and refuse to accept less than what you truly want. You've got heart of gold. You'll do almost anything for the people you love. It's simply that you usually just have much to come to terms with on a personal level before a long-term relationship can be successful. And then, again, that three of clubs that kind of is going to reflect that as that planetary ruler. It gives you more than average creativity, that urge to express the endless stream of good ideas that you get. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you're one of those people that ought to get one of those little miniature, you know, notebooks and a pen and carry it in your pocket with you, like, all the time, because you're going to find yourself just getting these creative ideas wherever. Make sure you date them and write it down, and don't let other people see your book or censor it. You could find great success in writing, speaking, or some other form of creative expression. However, again, that same creativity can be the great uncertainty. You can feel having so many options and possibilities becomes as much a curse as a blessing, because there's just going to be times you just can't make up your mind, or times you just worry excessively about inconsequential things. The key is just to get back into creative expression. It relieves the stress of the overactive mind, signified by that card, and it can also make it difficult to make long-term commitments and personal relationships again until you deal with some of those karmic patterns. So anything in specific that you want to ask about?
Do you answer questions about possibilities and future?
I don't necessarily get. I'm not like some of the other folks on here. They get what I call angel messages. You know, they have a.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say I don't get them. It's just that I don't practice that on a regular enough basis that I can come up with it on air.
If I
sit in my closet and meditate, you know, for 20, 30 minutes, it's like I can start to relax and start getting things that is like, there's some of our psychic people who are very gifted in that area, and actually Dina's one of them. It's like, if you want to call back in a little bit later, we're having kind of a slow night. She's going to be on, I'm going to say probably about 8:59, something like that, she'll be on, and it's like, if you want to ask her, you know, if there's any messages or ask her a question, it's like, that's right up her alley, and that's what she does.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can ask. It's like, if it's something about business, career, or kind of what happened in this year, it's like I can kind of just take a look and see where your card layouts are at, and see see kind of where you're at.
It's something like more like specific to like right now, not for that far in the future. Like I need to move. I just, you know.
Let me see a move. Okay. Let's see. And you said 70. And she said 77 was your birth year. So help me with the math here. 87, 97, 7, 30, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're 34 this year?
35.
35. Okay. I agree with that now. Okay, very good. Okay, what it's got as a long-range card? Wow, you've got a lot of fives this year. This is a good reason you're asking about this. Wow. You've got the five of diamonds, not once but twice in your reading. You've got a five of spades in there as your environment. That's your blessing stuff, indicating a move. You got five of spades twice. That was also in Venus. You got five of clubs. The five's energy is about transitions, and it's about moving. So you've got literally 1, 2, 3, 4. You have five fives indicating this, and the five of diamonds as your long range card is exactly speaking to that. It's about, you know, making moves, making shifts, making transitions. And I'm just going to get to the sides here real quick and just kind of look at that overall. As a long range, it's going to be an important transition for you that's going to leave you in an entirely new space and place by your next birthday. And it's like, in this system, it goes, you know, your personal year is from the day of your birth until, you know, until your next birthday. So it's like you have your own personal calendar, okay? You can have a fundamental change in what is most important to you. Likely cause major changes in your job, approach to money, even relationships. You could move to a new location during this powerful transition, and this is one of those that affects our whole year. Since our lives are basically structured to provide us with the things we deem most important, when that inner picture of what's important to us changes, our exterior world has no choice but to follow suit. To get the most out of this year, allow the changes to flow in your life without trying to know exactly what lies ahead. When you're in transition, you must change and depart from what has been, and the future is not always clear. Kind of like Jack Canfield in the Secret, where it says, you know, you can drive from Georgia or whatever, Georgia to California at night, only seeing 200 feet ahead in the light of your car. So that's kind of what this is like. It's like, you know, you don't have to see coast to coast to be able to do this, but, you know, just keep taking steps forward in faith, because, you know, the ground's going to be there. But there's always clear skies ahead, just what you can see. It would be wise to expect changes and not to make big commitments until after your next birthday. So your keywords is you experience a major change in your values, which affects every important area of your life this year. Also, let's say it's going to look at your Mercury within, so was that July, August, September. I'm thinking you're about, I'm going to look up real quick and see what planetary phase you're in here too. And that was back July, okay, the 3rd, 7th. Okay, it transitioned, because you start the year with Mercury on your birthday, and then it transitions into Venus on September 15th, and then the next 52 days. Okay, so that's where you're at right now. You're actually in your Venus time period, and that's started on September 15th, and it actually goes until November 6th, so you're still right. You still got a few days in Venus to go. Starting November 6th, you're going to be in your Mars time period for about 52 days. So we're just going to kind of take a quick look at what the Venus and Mars positions are for you. That is, okay. Your Venus cards are an Eight of Hearts, which is, wow, that's really powerful, along with that Five of Spades. And then your Mars cards are Five of Diamonds and a Ten of Clubs. So we'll just kind of look real quick and see what those are in terms of, to say, motion and moving and, you know, whatever else there, because that's, like I said, I know the fives are a lot about transition and changing things. So with that, what was that five? What did it say? Five of Spades and Venus. It may bring a trip for love or one that takes you away from a loved one, whichever you might have a change in your love life, or a visit from a female. Business, travel, or changes are favored. Might bring money. You might be more fickle than usual now, and it may be the cause of changes in relationships. It's an excellent time to move to a new home or better living conditions. You might even remodel or redecorate your home now. So this would be, you know, a good time for a transition. And also that Eight of Hearts is the other one here in your Venus time frame. So let's see what it's got to say on that one. During that period, you have social success at the very least. Your charm, warm disposition, there we go, could have very positive results in all your relationships, both personally and professionally. This card, the Eight of Hearts, is called the Playboy card or Playgirl card. Many have this card in this position, experience great romantic success, both during this period and for the entire year to a lesser extent. Being in front of others is what you excel at most now, so pour it on, just be careful that in all of that success, you don't begin to think too much of yourself or bully your closest friends with unreasonable demands or expectations. It's really a powerful, stabilizing influence, and it's going to produce very good results during that time frame, even if your other Venus card is one of challenge or adversity, which is not really challenge, it's just indicating changes. And then a little bit of a forward look into that Mars time period, you got that Five of Diamonds and that Ten of Clubs. So look back at the Five of Diamonds and Mars. Under that influence, impulsive actions or competing with others could cause a loss of money. Okay, just watch that when that starts November 6th. Could also represent a business journey or changes in your business. There may be interference from some mail and business deals, not necessarily a negative influence, it just could provide the impetus for some positive changes. But under Mars, you must guard against having too much aggressiveness or impatience, as those could produce negative results. But I do know that Ten of Clubs in that other position is one of the more underlying things that kind of, says if you've got this in there, yeah, it's going to give you success even if the other one is challenging. It brings success in most areas of life, especially related to education, speaking, writing, or teaching, and in relation to men. Success comes through applying your understanding of human nature and common sense. could indicate success in a legal matter or lawsuit or any matter that you're aggressively pursuing or that deals with groups of men, such as fraternities or associations. You will be recognized now. So, again, just all those fives there, I'd say if you're looking at moving, mm-hmm. you know, that would be the time. Sounds like it would be a good year for it. So, but, you know, like I say, it's like I'm not the best in the list of that, and it's like, you know, Dina might certainly have some more insights on that. So if you want to hang on, or you either hang on or call back in, it's like I can either leave in queue or whichever you want to do there.
Yeah, so I can call back in like half an hour.
Sure, you betcha.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. That was very
helpful.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All righty. Sounds good. You betcha.
Okay.
Well, talk to you soon. All right. And we do have another caller here, area code 608. 608, you are on with us.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
I've had better nights, but I'm trying to be positive.
I think we've all had those days. What I do is just find out your birth cards. To do that, I need the month and day you were born, and we can just kind of go from there and see what's going on and see if there's a rhyme or reason to what's going on today.
Sure. Well, my month is July, and then the day is 19th, so I'm a late Cancer.
On the 19th. Okay, that's funny because our little girl was also a July, so yours is the 25th. Okay, and you're a 9 of clubs with that Jack of Hearts. So let's see what is on for 9 of clubs here. I do know that the 9s, anybody who has got a 9 for their birth card, a lot of times when you go through life, it feels like you're having high school graduation every year. you kind of have things that complete every year. And so that's one of the things they talk about is just looking at those completions as, you know, as that very thing is, let it be a completion. Don't let it be a disappointment. You know, look at it as, you know, as one door opens, you know, as one door closes, another door opens. But yours is called the Universal Knowledge card, and it's a card of expanded consciousness. When you've got that birth card, you experience revelations about life and truth beyond what's going on here on Earth that few of the other cards do. They come from time to time when you release your attachment to some of your preconceived ideas and notions. It's a card of negative thinking, and any individual that birth card must let go of many negative mental patterns accumulated from past lives if you're to access that inherent power in the card. So again, you're doing the right thing. It's like, you know, not so great a day, but I'm working on this. That's a very good positive step there. There's many who succeed in letting go, and many who reach very heights of recognition to their work of giving knowledge to the world. It's a card of romantic enjoyment. The Queen of Hearts is a karma card, and a Two of Hearts in the Venus. You have a highly sensuous side with strong romantic drives. If that's allowed to dominate, though, you're going to spend a lot of time with Cupid and hoping. So you could spend a lot of time. They call it wasted, but it's like, just, you know, it's energy that could be otherwise spent to elevate you to great accomplishments. So just be careful where you're spending your time there. 9 of Clubs is here to end a major cycle in your soul development, a completion that should see you giving your wealth of knowledge to the world. There are some debts to be paid, especially to those people who have the Queen of Hearts as a birth card and to your own families. Once those debts are paid, you can proceed with your cosmic task of enlightening the world. Financially, you do well in your own business if you don't let the pursuit explore your spiritual values. You're often assisted in your business and financial goals by successful people with a diamond suit, who are business people. Some of your life challenges revolve around honesty and integrity. You're often involved with others who are maybe not so high in those areas, which can pull you down. You're here to learn to focus your mental power, stick to a philosophy that's going to guide you through the ups and downs of life. In relationships, you're a very loving person, very high drive there. You actually love romance more than marriage. Okay, the Two of Hearts in Venus tells us that it's a love affair that you're most attracted to. Marriage is sometimes seen as more of a responsibility than a duty, than a goal pursued for its own self. And it may explain why so many of them, you date a lot when you're younger. It's like you really play the field. Or sometimes, you know, you choose to play the field so that, you know, you can pursue those, you know, the multiples and just, you know a lot of people. But you're destined to have one or more very challenging relationship in your life as you grow and learn about responsibilities involved in your partnership. It's also likely you're going to experience one major love separation or divorce that is going to seriously alter your life course. Women in particular have karma that usually results in a husband in a diamond suit who often provides you with a lot of money. You've got a king of diamonds in Jupiter, and that's that symbol for this man that most of you marry at some point in your life. You've got a six of diamonds. The six of diamond birth card in particular, okay, is one that many of the clubs, female clubs, are destined to be with. You have a lot of really high love ideals. You can be romantic to the extreme. Often that fragile dream of love and that misplaced hope and dreams, you know, come crashing against lax reality, and that's, you know, you really have some suffering as a result, which is really kind of a drag. How are we doing so far? Any of this hitting home?
Yeah, especially the relationships, because that's kind of what's bringing my day down today.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's a lot of times what does bring any of us down. So, yes, I'm not surprised. Let's see, I was also going to look at your Jack of Hearts. Jack of Hearts as a planetary ruler, and just it kind of gives us a facet. The planetary ruler ones are ones that just kind of give us like an extra lens, if you want to look at it that way, to look at life with. As a planetary ruler, it accentuates the compassionate side of your personality and encourages you to be selfless for those you call friends and family. You may find that you go out of your way to help those in need. Also brings a really playful side to your personality. You probably like having fun at most of the things you do. However, on the flip side, you know, that's the good side. Now the low side of this is you can be stubborn at times, and you may exhibit, you know, some of the people go, are you acting your shoe size today? or just, you know, sometimes you get irresponsible in certain areas. But you're capable of making great sacrifices for those you love or dedicating yourself to a higher cause. And doing so, you can really make that profound mark on the world. Let's see, and if you can tell me your current age. It's like you don't have to give me a birth year, but it's like if you'll just tell me the current age with that, what I'll do is just look at this real quick and see what is kind of, you know, I'll say karmically there. And what's kind of going on. Okay.
I'm 23.
Oh wow, that's a year of transition anyway. Okay. Anytime your age adds up to a five, there's gonna be a lot of shifts and a lot of things happen that year for you anyway.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of success for my businesses right now, which is fabulous. I love it. But, you know, I mean, it is. It's great. I'm starting, you know, like six different businesses. I have a really successful one going. But it's the whole relationship department Well, it's just confusing. It's like, really? Like, what? Like, it's like, you know, like way too confusing for me.
Well, and this is going to be a really interesting year for you anyway. You've got, as a long-range card, you've got this Two of Clubs, which we're just going to kind of take a real quick look and see what that is as an overview. Because you've got, in any of the layouts, you have five cards that contribute to your, you know, like your overall, and I'll just say the overall reading, you know, for the year is, it's where a lot of your energy is focused. When it's, when that Two of Clubs is your long range card, it tells us that a partnership is involved in some Mercury ruled activity that's going to play a major role for you this year. Mercury rules the written and spoken word and all kinds of mental activities. Studying, teaching, writing, publishing, advertising all fall under that area. Also indicates that meetings or discussions and arguments could be major themes of this year as well. Watch out for impatience and a quick temper to get best results. You want to share your thoughts and ideas with others. And you're probably going to attract a lot of other people into your life this year. Two of Clubs can even represent you being somewhat afraid of being alone, but that might just be, you know, what you need to motivate you into seeking others to be with. But how you communicate with others is going to be really brought to your attention this year in a big way. You're going to most likely find yourself in one or more situations that require you to develop harmonious lines of communication with others, because the Two of Clubs is also called the argumentative card or the argument card. There might be one special person with whom you share many ideas and thoughts who becomes kind of that focus of the year for you. In any event, your ability to share what you know with those around you without arousing the opposition is what's in focus. And again, arguing is always that possibility with that card, but it just shows you the areas where you can improve the quality and content of your communications. Your keywords, and these are the ones I say, get the index card, you know, 3x5 index card, tape it up on your bathroom wall. I'm learning to have harmonious communications with others. I'm transforming arguing into smooth communication. So that's kind of a, you know, kind of that focus. And then let's see, I'm thinking you're probably going to be, I think you're just getting out of your Venus time frame. I'm going to look at that because, you know, you've got 52 days in each of the planetary rulers that goes with that. Okay, and that is, and it's like, you know, you have your own personal year when you do these. It's like Mercury is the first planet out the gate. You have that from July 19th until September 9th, and then you started your Venus time frame September 9th, and actually that goes until October 31st, so you're just winding down on that. And then October 31st is going to start your Mars time frame, and that goes for 52 days. And you'll have kind of Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, and Neptune, and they all play a part in 52 days there of the year. So let's just take a look really quick here. So what do you have going on so far? You had a 10 of hearts, which is, you know, your social circle, and also a 7 of diamonds in your Mercury time frame. 7 cards are about faith and having, you know, it's like letting go and being unattached to things. So one of the reasons I'm going to, you know, kind of go out on a limb there and say, seeing that, you know, you're doing really well with the values and the money, is you're having a really positive attitude with it, and it's, you know, your business is really good because you've unattached and you've let that kind of go out to the universe. It's like just having that faith is like, I got enough money to sustain me. It's like, you know, and that's really awesome. That's really good. Then where you're at right now is a 2 of spades and a 5 of spades. Again, there's a changeability moment there. You've got some... you got some stuff going on with that 5. Because a two is one of partnership. Twos always want to be in the partnership with things. And that in the Venus could bring a partnership with a friend, relative, or spouse, possibly a woman. It could be a partnership to make money or buy or sell luxury items. That partnership would combine business, possibly romance. Your partner could be wealthy. That business be, you know, centered in your home. It could also be a meeting in your home for some work-related topic, or you might join a class to learn, you know, one of the arts during this time period. So that's what's been going on with Venus. And then I am that 5 of spades. 5 of spades in there. It might bring a trip for love or one that takes you away from a loved one. You might have a change in your love life or a visit from a female business, travel, or change of their favorite, bring money. You might be more fickle than usual, and that might be the cause of changes in relationships. It's an excellent time to move to a new home or better living conditions. You might even, you know, remodel or redecorate your home now.
Oh, I'm buying a new house, actually.
Cool. You're right where you're supposed to be with that one. Okay. And then in Mars. Now, Mars, you've got a second one. You've got another, a 7 and a 5. And the 7s, it's kind of really funny because the odd cards are kind of our ones that are, you know, a little bit challenging. But that 7 of hearts is talking about, you know, kind of sometimes, well, the 5 is like a change of hearts. But the 7 is about letting go and having faith, you know, that you're going to have that affection and stuff that you want there. So let's see that 7 because this is the top card. And that in the Mars time period, it might bring a fearful or challenging legal or personal matter associated with a man. Your own willfulness or arguing will only decrease your chance of success in that situation. Just look carefully at your expectations and attachments, especially attachments, for the key to the present events. You have much more success than you realize when you act upon the faith that you have nothing or no one to lose. Spiritual revelations are very possible now as well. Look into the other Mars card, and we'll look at that 5, to find out what or who is involved in the challenges that may arise during that period. Also keep in mind that you know, the positive one, it's like, yeah. Now, the other one is also another challenging card because, like I say, that is that 5 of hearts. And, of course, the other thing I'm going to say is just because, you know, you get cards that are a little bit challenging does not mean you can't use your free will to overcome those. So you look at these as like, you know, a road sign. It's like, if you don't like what you're hearing, I'm going to choose to change that, and you just do.
Right.
But that 5 of hearts in the Mars promises a lot of changes, and it's a restlessness within you, a restlessness of the heart. It might jeopardize love or work relationships, connected with a man or you work with possible changes in feelings or location. Men are providing stimulation, but also stimulate restlessness. In general, you're going to be more restless than usual. It can inspire changes in work or love. Just be careful with that energy, as breakups can often be devastating and expensive if you end up in a legal battle. So hopefully there wasn't legal ties with that relationship yet. So hopefully
no.
That won't be the expensive
part. Oh, gosh,
part
no, 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 no. Like, it hasn't even formed into a relationship, and that's what is confusing me.
Aha, okay.
Yes.
Well, you may have something coming a little bit better here, because you've got, when it hits your Jupiter time frame, you've actually got a two of diamonds and a king of hearts. And it's like, you know, you've got a couple of the kings in here. In fact, you've got a king of hearts as your environment card, too. So that's, you got a couple of those this year. So you may be meeting someone, but it might not take place until actually a little bit later. That Jupiter time frame would be, I'm thinking that's going to be December possibly, or let me look at that one. Jupiter doesn't start actually until, December 21st. And so your Jupiter time frame goes December 21st to February 12th. So maybe just a little bit, you know, give another month or so, and you might actually be running into somebody, or, you know, meeting somebody that's going to be more of a heartfelt relationship.
Right. Okay. Okay, absolutely.
So, and congratulations on the business. It's like, it's so nice to hear, you know, people doing well, because a lot of times we get, you know, callers going, man, what am I going to do? It's like, you know, congrats, because whatever you're manifesting, you're doing a good job of manifesting it well. So keep it up.
Oh, I love what I do. So, you know, I mean, I think that's a huge part of it.
It absolutely is. It's like there's a title of a book out there called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. So.
Yeah, no, I absolutely, like, love, love, love what I do. So I'm really blessed and lucky to be able to do that and be able to not have stress about that. It's just really stress about relationships.
Relationships. Which, you know, and like I say, that birth card, you know, the birth card there, it's like it does indicate, I mean, and what these really do, they're probabilities, you know. It's like probabilities of things that happen. So, you know, just with those indicators, it's like, yeah, you know, you're going to have some of those, you know, karmic type of things coming up, but at the same time, you know, when you choose to do your own internal work, it's like, look at it as a graduation, you know, like look at it as high school graduation, that, you know, hey, I've gotten through this and I'm ready to move on to, you know, to something else. But it's like, when you're going through it at the time, it really is. It's hard to keep that happy face on. There are times.
It is. It's like, you know, it's funny that you say that, because one of my friends who is very, I'm Catholic, so she is too, and she's like, you just have to trust and have faith, and she told me that today, so it's funny that you said that.
Remember Peter Pan, faith, trust, and pixie dust?
Yeah, I know. So I just have to believe. It's hard, though. I'm Italian, and I'm a Cancer. That's not a good combination. Not at all.
You know, but how it's like that idea. And every now and then, it's like I'm borrowing from our musical, psychic Pamela. It's like, you know, have a little faith and love will come to you. It will. It absolutely will.
I know. It came to me prior when I wasn't looking for anything. And now I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I get myself into?
Into? Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's fabulous.
Oh, golly. Well, and if you'd like some further insights, I know Dean is going to be on here in a little bit with us. And if you want the second look at that, it's like, you know, we're having kind of a mellow night tonight. So it's like we don't have a lot of people calling in. So if you know, I'll put you on back in the queue, or else you can call back in and kind of get her opinion on it and see what she has to say. Because each of us has our own gifts. And it's like, you know, sometimes what you get from one person is a little bit, I call it the jigsaw puzzle, because you get different pieces from different people from the way they perceive it. So if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you can definitely put me back in the queue. I'll wait.
All righty. Sounds good. Yes, I'll be here in a little bit. Okay. Well, thank you. And thank you for calling in. And we'll get you back in the queue. Okay. And we have 805. And you're almost live. You're spinning around. There we go. 805, you are live with us. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. What can we tell you tonight?
I know. Do you do general readings?
Yeah. We do. I do birth cards, and then Dina, when she comes on, she gets intuitive messages and that kind of stuff. You know, from different angel groups. So, what I need is just a month and a day, and I can tell you what your birth card is and what your planetary ruler is.
January 10th.
January 10th. Wow. My youngest daughter's birthday. All right.
Oh, my
gosh. You're a Capricorn and a very strong-minded one at that.
Uh-huh, I am.
Oh, my goodness. You are a four state, and you've got an ace of diamonds as your planetary ruler. So let's see here. I know fours are all about stability. They really like to have, you know, you're one of those list makers. She was making lists when she was like five before she could even write or spell. But it's called the Satisfaction and Work card. Fourth Space is a card of satisfaction through work. It's one of the most, what they call, solid cards of all the deck. And if you just kind of think of, you know, animals have four legs, chairs, you know, tables, anything that has four underneath it has a really solid base. You often seem like a rock or square in some fashion. You're really stable, hardworking. You can be counted on when you need them. You know, and you've got one of the most fortunate life paths in terms of money and success, and you usually enjoy the work you do. However, your Saturn card, that Ace of Diamonds, tells us that even though you're fortunate, you sometimes worry about money anyway, and that sometimes can interfere with your own success if not checked. It's like, kind of like shooting yourself in the foot with your mind, okay? The Ten of Hearts and Mercury usually gets you instant acceptance. At social occasions, you make really good communicators or speakers. You can be really successful writers, advertising executives, or performers of the literary arts. You can be very stubborn, too. That Four of Spades has the right to be with this. You've got a Ten of Clubs as a karma card. You know a lot, and you've got to live by your own truth. You're very intelligent, intuitive. You dislike being restrained in any way. That you've got a Ten of Diamonds in Venus, and it gives you really wealthy friends. But don't just, you know, don't place too much emphasis on money with a choice of friends or, you know, boyfriends or anybody like that. Mm-hmm. You've usually got a really good constitution in terms of health, and that's best cared for by natural methods. In other words, that's always been my thing. God gives us, you know, all those good green herbs and stuff on this planet for us, and so that's, you know, that's your better path. Your worker card, it's in your work that you find true peace and satisfaction. You often align yourself with a humanitarian mission, and you find great satisfaction. Later years are often spent fulfilling your dreams of traveling the world, you know, something you don't usually get enough of in your early years. In relationships, you're very giving, very loving. Though you can be really tough and stubborn, you usually give, you know, anything from the generosity of their heart. They're attracted to those with financial means. You can get up and, you know, you can get caught up in trying to sometimes look good in your relationships and sometimes forget real values that good relationships are based on. It's not wise to mix money and pleasure or business and personal relationships. That's kind of not a good thing for you. Your own truth about finances usually cause too much stress and confusion in your love life. You'd really like somebody you can travel with, and your karma for marriage is better than average. And then with that, we'll take a quick look at that Ace of Diamonds. Because that always, it's kind of like what I call the watercolor watch. It kind of, you know, gives you an extra something to look at. It gives you a lot of passion for life, but especially for your job, for making money in general. It may appear sometimes that your personal life is constantly competing with your work for your invaluable time and attention. It's going to be a trick to have both running successfully at the same time. You're basically a really kind-hearted person who cares a lot about other people, but your ambition and drive also keeps your own goals in front of you. Others may see you as selfishly motivated because of this. You know, you've got a lot to accomplish in your lifetime, as if, you know, you've been given a special commission by the powers that be. Personal relationships are always going to be, you know, a little bit of a challenge, but you learn about love and personal integrity. It's like, you know, and you do really good. Okay, and if you want to give me your current age, what I can do is just kind of take a look at where you're at in your current year and just kind of see kind of some other stuff going on there for you.
Sure, I'm 40. 40?
Mm-hmm.
40
even up. Okay, oh, and you've got some exciting times coming ahead. Just as a preview, and in this card system, we call 44 the pre-birth year and 45 your rebirth year, which is known in a lot of circles, in the mundane circles, as the midlife crisis. So what actually happens there is you have on your 44th year, it's like the time of, you know, when you're, it's parallel to when you were born or being, you know, incubated in your mom. And then age 45, you have the exact same birth cards. You have different long range cards, but you've got the exact same lineups and all your planetary rulers as you did the day you showed up on this planet. And a lot of people choose to take that, raise it an octave, and go with that, in terms of, you know, they change your life and you just raise it, because it's like, it's kind of like the sine waves, how we have, you know, like a 45-minute sine wave, like for learning, for anything else. Well, this is a 45-year cycle, and it's like it sets the tone. Age 45 sets the tone for the next 45 years, and it's like these layouts actually go up to year 99. They're really optimistic, think people are really going to live a long time, which a lot of times they do. Hmm. Okay, let's see. So that 10 ends like, yeah, you're a long way into your year here. You're actually in the Uranus time period, which started September 27th. And then the next, because it's like your personal year. So it's like, I hope you call back in, you know, when it's your birthday. It's like, that'd be really exciting to kind of look ahead and see what's going on there. In your Neptune time frame, it starts on November 18th, and it'll go until, you know, your birthday in January. So with where you're at, let's see, 927 in Uranus. Okay. And let me just say that's the 4, and that's the 4 of spades. So let me look at that one and just kind of see where you're at and some things that have gone on. Oh, wow. Okay. And this one has been, you've had a 5 of hearts as your long range for this year. Wow, and you've got the 5 of hearts in your Uranus and the 5 of hearts in your Neptune coming up right now. 5 of hearts is sometimes called the change of heart. It's classically in this system is called the divorce card, but it just does not necessarily mean that that's, you know, going to happen. It just is, means a change of heart, you know, moving to a new home, maybe sometimes something like that. In the Uranus time period, it you might take an unexpected trip or have a sudden change of feelings or separation from a loved one. Not separation, you know, in a legal sense, but, you know, just distance. It's like, you know, if you're 1,000 miles away from her or something. It may result in your own need for personal freedom combined with some restlessness of the heart. Might see you making a trip somehow connected to labor, work, or real estate. It's one of the stronger influences for a move to a new home or a sale of the property. And that's in the Uranus time period where you're at right now. I'm going to look at the Neptune one because it's just amazing you got all three of those together. It's strong for taking a journey to distant places, you know, perhaps in a quest for love under Neptune's influence. Guard yourself against decisions based upon fantasy, okay, or a lack of clarity or miscommunication could cause problems in important relationships, even in separation. Just take extra care you're clearly understood in all your communications and that, you know, until that influence passes, and that's the one that starts November 18th. If you've been dreaming all year of either, you know, social or romantic freedom, it's a time when it's very likely to materialize. But that one where it's your long-range card, this has really been, you know, the whole thing for you this year. It's a year of many changes of the heart. It's just, you know, maybe you're in the process of separation, divorce, or, you know, something's going to take a lot of your time, energy, and attention to handle. It could also be a year when you're just restless emotionally and just want to break out of your, you know, either current relationships or explore new ways of being or whatever. It might involve travel. It could take you away, you know, again, from your loved ones at different times of the year. Or one last common occurrence is that, again, moving to a new home. At the same time, you know, you find yourself seeking many new emotional experiences. You might find yourself meeting many new people as you progress. It's just, you know, basic change in the way you view relationships, marriage, and friendships. It's a year of transition from one way of being in a relationship to another, and it just kind of deserves to be acknowledged as the place where your path is leading you. The key word there is just the changes, a year of changes in affection, travel, or one of meeting many new people. Just major focus on you know, separation or moving to a new home, something like that. So, has that sounded like you? Even remotely?
Yeah. Well, I am going on a trip in January for 2 weeks.
Oh, cool! Oh, wow! Well, there you go.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Where was your next trip? Oh, cool!
Yeah.
Watch out for that illusionist. All righty, and guess what here? It's like, and a 608, hang on, because it's like, I'm going to go ahead and finish up here. 805, if you've got a quick question, because I believe Dina is on here, if I can get her on here. Dina, you're on with us.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, how are
you?
Good, how are you?
She might have maybe this. I'll have you say your name again for Dina, and then kind of finish that up.
Okay, my name is Anna.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was wondering if you can look into my relationship with
come again?
I just started dating this person, so
mm-hmm.
Wondering if you can look into that.
I'll look into the relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
it feels kind of comfortable. Does it feel like comfortable or familiar to you?
Yes.
Yeah. It feels like you have, it feels like you've known each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's feeling like to me. I get that it can be a good relationship, and but you kind of have to take it slow, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It has to work into itself. If you push it too fast, then it may not work out. This is something that has to be taken slow.
Okay.
And then you will see things start to progress, and then it will be yet even more comfortable and deeper, is what I'm getting for this relationship. Yeah, they're telling you to be careful not to jump into old patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what this one is about for you, not to do that.
Yeah.
And if you can stay away from the old patterns, then and learn, and hopefully you've learned your lessons from some of them, which they say you have, then it will move forward.
Okay. Great, yeah. We dated before, about a year ago, so.
Oh, good. And, yeah, so it's to break those old patterns that you guys had. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, just this time, take it slow. There's no reason to rush it. None at all.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
And we've got a young lady here, area code 608, and she's been hanging on, waiting to talk to you. It's like we did a bit of a birth card reading for her earlier, and I'll just let her ask the question for herself. There you go, 608, you're on live with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name's Jordana. And hi. And I have a question about this relationship. Well, we're not in a relationship yet. It's been going pretty well. I can give you his name if you need it. And I'm just wondering if he's going to, I know he's, like, afraid of his past and stuff, so I'm just wondering if he's going to, you know, let this go into a relationship or what's going on.
He does have a lot of fear around him. And he's working on it. He's working on getting rid of this fear is what I'm seeing. But he needs, he's had some bad experiences.
Yes.
So what he needs is patience, like from you. He needs patience.
Yes.
Yeah, and a little more compassion. And because that fear that he has is, that's just it. He's used to them not having patience. He's used to them, you know, not having compassion. So he's waiting for that to drop. He's waiting for it again. And so.
Right. And I do. I mean, when he told me all of this, like, I wasn't the girl that left. I was the girl that stayed right by his side.
Mm-hmm. But it's not personal. But it's not personal to you. He has to work through these fears. I feel like it's not just once it's happened. It's happened several times.
Right, yeah, no, that's how all the women have been, and they've all, like, used him, and he's never been with a woman of God. I'm, like, the complete opposite of what he's been with.
Mm-hmm. And which he's not used to, so that's foreign to him, so he needs to taste it, smell it, feel it, and to get comfortable with it before he can trust you.
Right.
He likes you, and somewhere in the deep part of his mind, he wants to start this with you. But he has to feel comfortable first, and that's where the patience comes in.
Right.
Because just give it that patience, and he will start to get more comfortable. And then he will start to trust a little more, and he will start to drop some of that fear he has, realizing that not everybody is like that. But when you shift and change patterns and, you know, change gears, it's foreign, it's strange, and you just don't know what to do with it sometimes, and it's scary, so sometimes you'll come out and then you'll go back into hiding.
Well, yeah, because it feels like lately, like especially today, like I sent him a picture I took last night, and then just today after that, he was like, you look great. Like, it wasn't like a you look beautiful or anything, and it's just been kind of weird.
Yeah, because he's testing it. He's testing. He's coming out, and then he goes back in. He's coming out like a tortoise or, you know, a turtle. They come out, and they test it out, and then they go back in into their protective shell, basically. And that's
so
what
do
I
you
feel
see
like
this going is. Anywhere?
If you can have that patience, I do see it going somewhere. But the question is, how much, you know, patience you want to have with it. And
how much patience do I need? Like, how long are we talking?
I'm feeling a couple months anyway.
January.
January. I'm just going to say it'll be the beginning of next year when it could move forward. And so, you know, really in the grand scheme of things, it's not that long. But
no, it's not. I just want
to
feel like I'm...
Yes.
Well, yeah, and I just want to feel like I'm somewhat important to him.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's not gonna really say a lot because it will bite him. It's always bitten him. And even though that's not you, you're not that person, that's what he knows. So,
right.
So it's going to take him that long to do it. So, you know, if you have the patience to January and you start to see a little progress, you will have the patience until then. And which I believe you will start to see progress.
Am I going to see anything from now until then to give me hope?
Yeah. That's the progress I'm talking about. You will have some hope. It will be glimpses or bits, but to you that will be like big things, you know.
Like, yeah, as long as there's like that stuff, I don't mind waiting because I have a few like really busy next few months with work and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, which is good. That's put in your path so that you can have that, you know, you can have that patience to just wait.
Right, because I mean, I do want him in my life. I really do. But I just, you know, I want to know that, like, I am, like, important to him, you know. Like, I'm not just this, like, girl.
Right. But you're moving faster than he is. Don't forget.
Yeah, I know.
So you have to wait for him to catch up.
I am. Well, you know, so speaking of this, we're supposed to talk tonight on the phone. Like, is this going to be a conversation that's going to be good, bad?
Well, I feel it would be good. Just keep it positive. To me, it feels like good knowing what you know, what you're hearing right now, knowing that it has possibility and that what he needs, just keep it on a light note. Keep it good. Just keep it light for right now.
Keep it
light but fun. Light, fun, positive, so that it's more ways for him to trust you.
I need that. It's just so weird to me that a guy tells me I look great and not beautiful.
Well, seriously,
he's like, yeah, you look great. I'm like, great? Like, I've never been told that.
There's nothing wrong with great.
Well, I mean, that's something you tell a friend. Like, that's not something you tell someone you're interested in.
Oh, well, yep, you know, we all have different languages, don't forget.
That's true. He is older, too. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, right. We all speak different languages. And to me, that was positive. So as long as it's positive, that's a good thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Get rid of the expectations.
I know.
Yeah.
I need to.
You got to work on your things.
Yeah,
exactly. You got to work on your things just as much as he has.
I'm like, okay, you know, you can tell me I'm pretty. You can tell me this. Like, it's talk to me. Like, you know, I'm big on communication. He's not.
Yeah, that can be an issue. What is your birth sign?
Cancer. I'm a late Cancer.
And his?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Yeah, I was supposed to be born as a Leo. I was born 3 days prior.
Ah, so he's a Sag and you're a Cancer.
Yep.
Yeah, well, see, there you have it. A Cancer. A cancer is like, you know, they like that. They want to feel warm and tender, and they're loving and they're caring, and they have a huge heart, and they just care about everybody.
Yes.
Now, as Sagittarius, they're a little more curt and they're focused. They know what they want. They don't let their heart out easy. I'm going to tell you that.
I've noticed this.
They are a challenge, and sometimes they can be harsh for a Cancer because a Cancer can be very timid, you know, like, oh, you didn't just say that, did you? And the Sag is looking at you like, well, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, like they're not as sensitive. Well, I mean,
exactly.
And another issue with him is he says, you know, he still has feelings for an ex. So I'm like, okay, like I'm putting myself into this, and like
yeah.
you could end up hurting me in the end.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm telling you to take it slow and have patience with it, because like he still has a lot of things he has to get over. And in that time frame, you will decide if this is
right.
something that you want, not what he wants, what you want.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all of your insight.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And call us back and let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Enjoy hearing those. All righty. Okay, we got one more person in queue. It's like I'm going to give you the optional, Dina. It's like I actually have some different songs loaded on other than Steve and the Boys, and it's like, would you like to go for a song, or would you like to go ahead and go right into our next person, next reading, and then take a little music break, or what do you feel
like?
All right. Okay, well, we'll get to our 803 person here, and then we'll listen to a little music here. So, 803, you are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Hanging in there.
Oh, well, that's good.
I was listening to you, and I wasn't, like, paying attention. I was listening on the chat room. are there any messages for me?
As far as what?
Spirit, have any messages or anything?
In regards to what? Like, they implement this area of your life you want the messages for?
Just for basically anything.
Your name?
Debbie.
Okay, Debbie. Well, you've been having a heavy heart lately.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and they really want you to just kind of lighten up, meaning not take things so serious. They're telling you just to quit back, take some deep breaths, relax, enjoy life. And not take things so serious sometimes. I know that life has been difficult for you lately, and you're finding it really hard to lighten up or to find that light. But they're saying to have the faith, keep the faith, and trust, and it will get better. You just have to, and you also have to do some work to do this. Like, you kind of have to get off your butt and do something, they're trying to say. Make some decisions and kind of change your life around a little, is what they're trying to tell me.
I'm trying, but it's, you know, I lost my husband, I lost my mom, I lost a lot of people this year.
Mm-hmm. This year, yeah?
Yeah, all this year, and, you know, I'm doing whatever I can do. I don't sit on my butt. I go from day till night. It's like I'm exhausted, you know, just
not the exhausted kind of get off your butt. It's the do-for-yourself kind of get off your butt is what it is.
Well, I still have my daughter at home, so I have to worry about her, you know?
Yeah. But in the meantime, you've got to fill yourself back up.
Right.
And
I know that.
And that's what it is. You're empty. You're depleted. And I understandably, for sure. But now it's time to fill yourself back up, because when you fill yourself back up, that's when you'll be able to feel better. That's when you'll be able to give more to your daughter. Just everything will work better for you. And so that's what they're trying to tell you. It's time to fill yourself back up in whatever way you want to do that. But you have to take time for yourself. So you're not so exhausted. So you're not so depleted. That's what they mean by get up your butt for yourself.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, like financially, I don't have time for myself. I have to try to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
I know that one. Yeah.
That's
We're
my,
all on
my
the,
biggest.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us are on that hamster wheel, and I know what it's like because I'm doing the same. I'm working 3 jobs, 4 jobs, what have you, and exhausted and tired. But and then I got sick. I got really sick and run down. So I said, that's it. I've got to do this because my health is worth more.
Right.
And so you just have to find a way. So I started to just take more time for myself. I'm still working hard. I'm still doing everything. I've just changed so that I feel better. And my perception's around a little. Started doing a little bit more for me.
Right.
You can, believe it or not, fit it in. You can.
Okay.
And it does fill you up.
I'm just afraid that if I don't keep doing what I'm doing, I'm not going to make it. I mean, I'm not going to make it financially.
That's
my biggest thing. It's like I have to do what I can to make money to pay the bills and, you know, basically do all that stuff.
And that's
understandable.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm afraid if I take 5 minutes, I'm gonna lose something. You know, it's like I have a house. I have, you know, I have a lot to take care of. And I've never done it before.
But that's just it. You're going to lose your health. And if you don't have your health, you can't work.
Right.
That's what they're saying. So you really have to do this. Because if you lose your health, then you're not going to be working these, whatever, several jobs to pay the bills.
Right.
So you really have to have your mental well-being.
Okay.
And you have a lot of people around you. You just, meaning in spirit.
Right.
So you just have to, like, ask for their help. Just keep asking for their help. Ask for your angels, your guides. Yeah. And they are working with you. They really are. It may not seem it right now. And you're going through a difficult time right now for whatever lessons you have to learn. But it will get, they keep saying it will get better. It will get better. Hang on to that. And in the meantime, do something for yourself to fill yourself back up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye. Thanks, you too.
Hang in there. When you get to the end of the rope, you know, tie a knot and hang on.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Okay. Now, I've been here for about an hour, and it's like, I'm ready for a water break, so it's like, I'm going to put this on here. It's part of your world. It's actually from The Little Mermaid, so with us here, and we're going to have a little bit of music, and then we'll be back with some more with Deborah.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who everything. Look at this throne, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal, I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? Would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand. my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above, out of the sea? Wish I could be part of that world.
Alrighty, and we are back, and our next caller here is going to be area code 303. That sounds like Colorado number 303. You're on the list.
Hi, yes, thanks for taking my call. I'm not sure what kind of questions you take, but I had a question regarding our relationship, if that's okay.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Michelle.
Okay, what's your question?
I recently contacted via email someone that I had a pretty close relationship with in the past. Just wondering if you're picking up anything about his reaction to that email and if I might at some point be able to reconnect.
Well, I'm feeling like he was kind of shocked at the email. Surprised, not shocked. Surprised is a better word.
Okay.
Was not expecting to hear. From you.
Was not, I'm sorry?
Was not expecting to hear from you.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
But also kind of liked it, I guess you might want to say.
Okay.
The reaction, the overall reaction was surprise, but, oh, this is nice, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about it. What's the name?
His name is J.D.
J.D. Is thinking about it, but do you know his situation right now?
No, I don't know what's currently going on. I have. Go ahead.
No, I sense there's someone else in the picture. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. Well, I thought. See, it's a kind of a complicated situation because we were really good friends back in the day. I'll just put it that way. And then we had a little bit more than friendship going on, but then he circumstances kind of compelled him to get to marry someone. His family put pressure on him. So, I didn't know. I'm sorry?
No, so he's married?
Yeah, well, I didn't know whether he was or not, and I just basically, the email was pretty benign. I just said, you know, because I had seen a program that he's running, and I complimented him on that, and I was going through some old photos the other day and found some of us. So I just reached out to him and decided to say hi. I'm intuiting that it might be because of this other person that he hasn't responded,
right.
But I'm not sure.
Yep. Yes, because there is someone else in the picture. That's why I asked. And it's for that reason, he may not get back to you the way you want to. But he's still liked it. He still liked the email. So it wasn't a negative response. And you probably will hear from him, but I don't think it can go anywhere at the moment other than friendship.
Yeah, and that's fine, too. The thing is, we haven't even been able to be friends because of, you know what I mean? I mean, people can be friends with, opposite sex can be friends without anything going on. Now, I don't know if he thinks that there might be something, you know, because I will admit there are feelings on my end, but if it can't go anywhere, it can't go anywhere. I just feel like, I don't know, I just had some fear that there was some hostility or anger or something toward me.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling like there's not really. It's just that I don't know if he can connect with you. So, you know. In the way that you want, that's what they're telling me. But it wasn't a negative reaction, so I can tell you that it was not a negative reaction.
Does he feel like he can't connect with me because there's feelings on his end, or just because of this other person?
Well, because the other person is someone involved, and it's like he doesn't want to open a can of worms. Is what I'm hearing at the moment.
Well, yeah, I know that she doesn't care for me, so that I just wanted to know, I guess, if what I was intuiting was correct, or if he's just giving me the cold shoulder because he's being a jerk. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, no, it's like he's just caught in the middle, you know, like, okay, I don't need this, I don't need to this kind of drama or this trouble or whatever, but yet it's not in a negative way, it's just he's making a decision.
Right.
Type of thing. That's all. He has to look out for himself at the moment.
Right, right. So I may or may not hear back based on
whatever. Yeah, you may, but again, I don't think it's going to really go anywhere or do anything.
Okay, well, I did it more for closure for myself because the way things ended, we really didn't have any closure. So.
Well, right. Right. That's kind of what it's saying. And that's good, because if you leave it like that, that's fine. And eventually, I think at some point, you will hear from him.
All right.
Maybe not right now, but he will. You will at some point.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the insight. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
You too.
You too.
Mm-hmm. And call back and let us know how things go.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well, Dina, gee, it was nothing like just jumping you right into the middle of the river and having you swim for it. So we'll take a moment and breathe, and I'll have you tell everybody how to get a hold of you on the times that you're not on air here, and many different ways you can contact and get a hold of Dina.
You can get a hold of me either on my phone at 207-752-1399 or at psychichealer11@gmail.com or essenceot at AOL.com, which is kind of the one I use more these days. Those are the ways you can get a hold of me. And I will get back to you as soon as I hear from you.
Yeah, I'm typing this. I'm slower. I'm typing one-handed and slower than yours. So it's like I'm at a psychic healer 11, and that's at which one?
At gmail.com.
Gmail. Okay.
Gmail. But the one I've been using more lately is ESSENCE essence OT at AOL.com.
ESSENCE essence OT.
Yeah, essence OT at AOL.com.
AOL.com. Okay, both of her emails there. Okay, and her, I got 207-752-1399.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. You can also find all of us on www.psychicsgonewild.com. Let's see. And then, of course, Jethro is still working at those book sales. And, you know, if you into, let's see, was it Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, Hastings, any of those, they are now carrying his books, at least in their warehouse. If you can't find them on the shelf, you go in and you ask for it, and it's at Living in the Psychic Realm. And he does have, of course, if you get a hold of him through his email or through that psychicsgonewild.com site, he could actually get those, autographed for you. It's like, man, don't know what I ate earlier, but it's like, it's not, I'm determined it's not going to come up. How about that? Oh, boy. Anyway. Okay. And we have another caller here, area code 616. So let's see. Here we go. Let's see if blog is going to let me on here. Okay. Area code 616. You are online with us.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. I was just wondering what, if there's any messages from Spirit today that they're trying to get through to me.
Do you have a particular area you want them to talk about?
Not really. I've got a million questions, so I thought I'd see what came up, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Are you getting ready for a move or a move either at work or home?
No, I'd like to.
Because they're saying that what they're saying is that it's like time for your life to move. That's what I keep hearing. It's time for your life to move.
Maybe it's not a physical move.
Well, it might not be, but that's what they're saying. It's time for movement in your life. So move or movement
good.
In your life. Because things have become, I don't know, kind of stalemated or or it's just time for move.
Okay.
And there'll be several things coming up for you.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of questions do you want to know? What do you have for questions?
It's always about family, I guess, or career. Maybe it's time for me to move. That's true. And you hit that one. It's just I have no goal in life right now. I'm an empty nester.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for something to do, basically.
Mm. That's
either a job or anything.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, moving. Because they clearly said it's time for you to move, which is move, get moving.
get going
and get out there and live life, be in life and do life. That's what they're saying, because that's what they're saying. You're kind of just stale right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have, get out. I mean, just go and pick. I feel or hear that you have some things you have in mind, like a hobbies or something
mm-hmm.
you want to do at the moment. So get out there in community. They're saying get out there in community. Get going with that. But also did you have a career a year long time ago?
Yes, a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Stay-at-home mom for the last 30 years.
Yeah, they're saying it a long, long time ago. So they're saying that, did you go to college for it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. What was it?
Business, grant writing.
Yeah, because they're saying to get back into kind of what you were doing, but in a
mm-hmm.
different way. That's
mm-hmm.
what they were saying, like get back to business or whatever. But in a different way. They're saying whatever you went to college for, get back into that, but with a new spin on it 30 years later, whatever that might be. And
you be starting a business? Starting a company?
That's what they're saying. So
if
you went to college for business, they're saying get into that, but in a different spin. So naturally, you're going to, and they said that you know what you've had things in mind that you want to do, which
mm-hmm.
is what they said, and to pursue those,
mm-hmm.
get going with those. And since you used to do grant writing, how perfect. You can probably try to get some grants, too.
Yeah. Get myself some
yes, exactly.
money there.
But also do some courses. They're saying like fun courses or
mm-hmm.
That type of thing. Get into the community. Get out there in the community. Get like in with the chamber and stuff like that, and get going with whatever this is you've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do link-ins. They're saying link up with people.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, and it's going to be computer related too.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get
going with the computer stuff as well.
Okay.
Learning, a lot of doing I see for you coming up. But it's good. You can construct it yourself. It's a
mm-hmm.
good thing.
Okay.
But you just have to get going. That's what they said. Move.
I feel like I've been housebound for no other reason than my just can't get past myself.
Well, that's the thing. They're kind of saying
get
your thumb out of your butt. Sorry if they talk to me in a strange way.
I understand, totally.
But you will, once you get it going and flowing, I think you'll be where you want to be in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, good.
And it's good stuff because you can afford to do that. You have the ability to do that.
I have the time, too.
And you're secure, so it's not like you're pressured. It's something that you can do it, with less no pressure. Like a lot of people are having to do it with a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And you don't have that, so what a great thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Got to get motivated here.
Yeah.
Do you see me bringing the kids into this venture that I have in mind?
Well, the kids have their own agenda at the moment.
So
eventually, maybe down the line, perhaps. But at the beginning, I don't know, I'm not so sure, because they have their own things that they have to do right now.
Oh, yeah.
Not that they wouldn't help you. That's a different
mm-hmm.
story.
Okay.
They have their own careers coming up, their own things coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
okay.
Buddy, eventually.
Well, it makes perfect sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll get going. Thank you.
All right.
And please call back and let us know how it knows. It's like
I certainly will.
We like to know how things go for people. It's like it's that's really cool. No, all right, people. Thank you for calling in.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see here. Jan told me she hasn't heard Under the Sea, so it's like I'm going to play that one here just real quickly, if you can hang loose with that one, and it's like time for a little water break or whatever, if you need be, so here we go. Thank you for calling in the Pop Tour Retreat. You know, Jan, I'm not sure, it's like Jethro's the one that's been keeping track of the voting stuff. Oh, that's one that you announced was on air here, so at least I get it on here. Is we have 2 days left. 2 days left to vote for 25 of your favorite shows or psychics. You send an email to newyorkgate@afl.com. It's just like it's spelled all small letters all run together. newyorkgate. There we go. At AOL.com. And you send it attention a Peggy North. It's PEGGYNORTH. And you can list up to, 25 of, your favorite shows, favorite psychics, favorite readers, that kind of stuff. And what it does is it helps us out. And it goes at, it gives us, our standings, for directories and that kind of stuff. So any of those folks help us out. Because we're kind of going, what are they for? It's like, Jeff was really the one that knows how that, knows what they're for and how to use them. And he's the one keeping track of the statistics. And I, it's like Jen asked me, it's like, how are we doing? It's like going, wow, I don't know. I know he's tried to give me the site 2 or 3 times where you can go and, check our ratings, that kind of stuff, and I can't ever find it. I don't know where it's at. But anyway, okay, well, let's go with Under the Sea, and then we'll be back really shortly, and we'll be on land. It takes a minute for these.
Adia,
there we go.
Listen to me. The human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better than where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While with their foot and good times are floating under the sea. Tell me all the fish is happy. As up to the waves they roll. The fish on the land, they're happy. They're sad cause they're in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They ain't but a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who got me on the plate? Oh, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We want a land folk loves to cook. Under the sea we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea. Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the urge to start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. Under the sea. The lute played the flute, the cop played the harp, the bass played the bass, and they sounded off. The bass played the brass, the chub played the tub, the fluke is a duke of soul. The red he can play, the lean's on the string, the trout rocking up, the black fish he clings, the self and the sprat, they know where it's at, and know that the bluff is blown. Begin to begin and music to me. What do they got? A lot of fun. We got a hot procession band. Each little glam here, know how to jam here. Under the sea,
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to wear here. That's why it's hotter, under the water. Yeah, we are stuck here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Alrighty. I love the tunes and the bounce there. Okay, well, Dina, it's you and me.
All right, what do we got?
I'm gonna ask that classic question that everybody says. It's like, do you have any messages for me? And of course, mine is, yes, specific. It's like from any of those people that are on the other side, because a lot of my family is over on the other side.
On the other
side. I don't know him so well anymore. Actually, I do have something specific. I had an envelope of money go missing earlier this month. And I still haven't turned up. It's like, is anybody, that's really frustrating. I know somebody on the other side knows where it is and knows where my brainiac mind put it. And it's like, I'm not brainiac enough to find it. So it's like, if they're willing to talk to you and, you have any insights and say, yes, look in the third envelope past the pink, whatever, it's like, could I live there?
Oh, this is a check or money that was hidden.
It's cash. It was like the rent money. I had to go out and borrow rent money, money from my daughter to repay it. I was like, going, really put us in a crunch this month. I was like, dang it, because up to London, we're doing pretty good. It's like, just that misplaced is like this, and this has been the month for just misplaced stuff for me, and it's like, I don't know. It's like, feels like I have a... gremlins or entities or something that's just interdimensionalizing, changing places. Well, I'll give you an example. Earlier this year, we were over at, we were staying in my daughter's basement. And I swear, they've got gremlins over there or something. Well, anyway, there was this one particular movie, Fiddler on the Roof, which we watch every Friday. Well, we put it was on top of the TV. And it literally disappeared from the TV from one Friday to the next Friday. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't go out to stores. We didn't go anywhere. It's like, and it just disappeared. And I was like, we pulled stuff out, did gravity work, whatever. We were looking all over, sweeping over, looking for stuff. And it was nowhere. About 4 or 5 weeks later, we went out to our storage shed, and it was looking, digging through, some of the stuff and rearranging and whatever, and in a plastic tub. I mean, it was like, I get these, big, the big Walmart tubs, because they're kind of mouse-proof and waterproof.
Yes.
We spent an hour digging the doggone thing out, and it's like, our better part of the afternoon. And I flipped this one open, and there, lo and behold, was this movie that we've been missing for all summer. And it's like, I know I didn't put it there. So I was like, when somebody interdimensionalized it, so I was like, they're having fun with me. Thank you very much. Didn't appreciate that. So I'm just kind of wondering if somebody interdimensionalized the same way with the rent money, if it's going to turn up some really odd place.
Well, it happens all the time. It happens to me, too. But I'm seeing it. See, they're showing me a stack of papers, and somehow it's in between two papers, or a stack of papers is what they're saying.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I've got, did they mention which one? Because I've got, about 6 or 7 of those.
We don't have
shelves in the house yet.
this one, it almost looks like, I don't know why, old Manila school papers or construction paper, school papers. That's what they're showing me.
Thank you. That helps actually a whole lot. I know which pile I'm going to go look in. Thank you very much. But in the meantime, we have another caller here, area code 615. She decided to come in and be live with us here this evening and see what you can get for them. 615. There we go. You are on with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Cheryl. I'm calling from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
What's your question, Cheryl? What is your question?
I just wanted to know if y'all see my ex-husband possibly us getting back together.
Oh, the ex-husband. I'm changing my name to the Love Psychic.
I just tuned in and I have not been listening to the show because I've been on the political spew with Romney and Barack Obama and the legitimate rape issue thing that's really gotten me going. So sorry, I should have been in on earlier. I don't mean any disrespect.
No, it's the question of the night. So that's, I was just kidding. But
no,
I
know.
Relationships. Anyway,
that's the energy.
Yeah, relationships. It is quite a thing this month. I'm telling you, it's coming up everywhere.
Because it's getting cold all over. Everybody wants to kettle and spoon and warm up to the fire.
We're going to dip for the winter.
Well, I sense that you guys still have a connection. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
You're still friends or a connection or something like that.
Like
you still have that, there's just still something there, I feel.
Yeah.
And while you were married, there was just something you just couldn't get along.
Control.
There was something what's that?
Control.
Yeah, control. That's what it's saying. Like I just
he,
felt
he's
a lot
a control
of,
freak.
A lot of butting heads, a lot of just, it was just like, oh, aggravation, and this is what I see.
Yeah.
Well, okay. He hasn't changed a whole heck of a lot.
he was always in control, but it was his mother, when she was alive, always made him feel like that. If I made a suggestion, I was trying to take control, and then we got to where we couldn't communicate, and that's why we always butted heads, even if I agreed with him, even if he was wrong and I said he was right. Mm-hmm. You know, his mother really interfered, but she's done enough damage psychologically. It just has not worn off yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, she may be out of the picture, but he still hasn't changed some of his habits or ways.
Yeah, something happened to him during our marriage. He really snapped.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. So, you know, I still don't feel like if you did get back together, I feel like
mm-hmm.
it would be more of the same.
Right.
So you would have to decide if that's what you want, more of the same, because I really don't think you can take more
of
the
same.
Oh,
no. I wouldn't want more of the same. I want more of the same of what we had when we met and agreed and worked on and established, not what we had successor as, and then it got tainted. I don't want the tainted part. I want the part to be resolved, fixed, forgiven, maybe not mm-hmm. forgotten, but, you know, be two mature adults and see it for what it really is and move on because, you know.
Well, what I see for him is that, you know, I almost feel like he would be willing to work at that.
Uh-huh.
But it will be a lot of work. You know, it's not going to be...
Right.
It's not going to be easy. So this is
mm-hmm.
where you have to decide if you're willing to put in
the
work. The
only way that we could really get back together is if he did come to me. And if he came to me, I would be willing to work at it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just wondering if he will come to me.
It would take a little prodding from you.
I can't do that anymore. I won't.
Well, exactly.
I'm going to have to let Great Spirit do it.
Right, and that's what he's used to. So, I don't know. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't feel it's a good connection. Meaning I don't feel like it would be something. You would be frustrated
mm-hmm.
again, is what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying. No matter how much work you put into it, it's
right.
going to be a lot of work, and you'll get frustrated again. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you... And you might need to get back together just to prove this to yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to, what's the word I'm looking for? I wouldn't want to be a glutton for punishment anymore. It's either, you know, yeah. Uh-huh.
For you. Yeah, because I don't really feel like, even if he changes, it's going to be temporary. He has deep-rooted. This whatever it is deep-rooted.
Yeah, he still has a lot of personal items of mine that I had from my family before I even married him. So, you know, I'd like to have those things back.
Yeah. Well, you can see in a guy you can talk to him as like a friend, and you can get those back. You can maintain a friendship. I'm just not so sure it would. You want it to go back to where it was because it will be frustrating.
Well, even the friendship would be hard because he his friendship would entail, you know, being intimate, you know, sexually active, and you know, I couldn't do that being just a friend.
No. I wouldn't put myself in that situation again.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a one.
No.
That's a relationship.
That's the more control again.
Right.
Yeah.
I just feel that he will be back. I'm just not certain what the level is going to be, and you know, and I guess I need to, you know, contemplate on if that did or didn't happen, what steps that I spiritually should take.
You guys have kids together?
I have step grandchildren, and I'm in the music industry, and I'm helping my oldest grandson with his music.
Okay. Okay.
Mm. And I've got him a really good position.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm right outside of Nashville, but I have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of L.A. and New York connections, you know. Nashville's not known just for country music. It's we've got a lot of hits from Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, rap stuff, you know, all that. A lot of the publishing comes through Nashville. So
yeah. And the Grand Ole Opry, the Days of Minnie Pearl is like what I remember with her.
Yeah,
and
that's just a facade. My dad was the board of directors for the Country Music Association. That's just a facade, you know. So anyway, and, you know, and there are the country music labels are here, but the major, it's a songwriter's mecca. Like, you know, you get your, most of the hit, number one hit songs that you hear, like Wind Beneath My Wings, I Will Always Love You.
Yes.
My Heart Will Go On. Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Even Lynyrd Skynyrd's manager's here. I mean, it's not just country music. It's really such a very deep-rooted music industry.
Yes,
so
yes,
that's
I've
here.
That.
Elvis Presley's piano player, the studios, you know. It's all here.
Hmm. Yeah.
But my grandson's rap, and I've got an opportunity to get him an L.A. Division out of Japan through Columbia. He's got a really good connection there. They like his stuff. I just got to work with him a little bit more.
Nice. Mhm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Mhm. I hate rap personally, but I'm a songwriter, and as we were growing up, I taught him how to write, and he's really got the niche. He's got it. He's got it going on, you know.
That's great, and he's lucky he has you.
Oh, we love each other.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can feel that connection. It's a really good connection.
We love each other.
Now that's love.
Right.
That's right. That's
and
that's
I think my ex-husband's jealous of that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he can't control that.
Yeah. He can't control it, and he doesn't know what unconditional love is.
What's going on?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him one time. He told me that he loved me. I said, "Well, are you?" This is after the divorce. I said, "Are you in love with me, or do you love me?" And he thought it was the most stupid question to ever ask. He's an attorney. He is an attorney now, and he couldn't understand the double question. You know, you can tell someone, like, I love you in a Christ-like or a spiritual, or I love you because you're just a love, you know, it's something to love. And then you're in love with someone, which is passion, intensity, and, you know, just, you know, that deep, cozy, warm, fuzzy, bubbly, butterflies in your stomach feeling.
I was just going to say butterflies,
and, you know, and he couldn't differentiate the two. He thought that it was so stupid he got mad.
Oh, boy. Well, that's that's because emotions. He doesn't want to feel emotions.
Yes, and I bought him a chocolate lab one year, and he fell in love with her. And then when she died, well, he didn't die when his mother, he didn't cry when his mom died, but when the dog died, he called me before we put her to sleep because she was ill and buried her, and he cried for 2-3 days in a row, And he goes, this is why I didn't want a pet. And I told him, I said, this is why I wanted you to have a pet, because you need to have feelings.
So
you need to have emotions so you could feel your heart. And he looked at me like he hated me again, because it was like I beat him at something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got a lot of work to do on himself. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes we're a product of our parents or our upbringing, and we don't know the difference.
Right.
And so people have to show us along the way, and sometimes you have to get hard lessons in that.
Hmm.
And, you know, so you're definitely there for some lessons for him.
Right, but if not him, do you think I'll find someone soon? I've been alone for a long time. I've never been this alone in my life. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's been my choice, though, but...
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's been good for you, actually.
It really has, but I really would like... I don't have any children. I come from a large family, and I'd really like to have something of my own.
And so now you want that gooey butterfly, whatever.
Yeah, my music is going good. You know, everything's, you know...
Mm.
So far, I've been blessed. Just need to... You know,
yes.
I want the icing on the cake right now.
The icing on the cake. Now, how old are you?
50.
50?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're about my age. yeah, so what sign are you?
Aries.
Oh, Aries. Oh, Aries are going through some challenges right now anyway in the love department.
We always do.
mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're having to learn, this is you're still learning your lessons within the love department. But within 2013, a lot of things are going to change for that move forward.
I feel that too.
Yeah, so right now you're still doing your thing and working on what you got to work on. And I think in 2013, something is going to come in for you that will be like another blessing. It feels like a blessing to me.
Hmm. Well, I have a lot of male suitors. I mean, a lot of them, but I'm just not there. It's not that, you know.
Yeah, no, you don't know this person yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you don't know it yet. And
somebody
it's going to
really
come
knew.
In. And I think it's going to come in through work or music or something like
well,
that.
Well, I do know. I'm so resourceful. I know so many people all over the world with my music because I collaborate a lot. But I just written something really great. I think it's going to be really smoking. And they just started the Nashville series.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's connected and part of the, you know, finding... you know, production for the series
mm-hmm.
here. And I think I wrote something that might just get on there, I hope.
Awesome. And this, yeah, awesome. But this is also part of why you don't have somebody just yet. Because you've got, yes, it's your career that's first right now. But
mm-hmm.
also because it's going to shift and change, you're going to be in a different place. So this person
yes.
coming in will be in this better place.
I'm flying like a bird.
That's awesome. Yeah.
we got questions in the chat room. It's like, Dan would like to know, do you have a webpage or something or some way that people could get a hold of you?
My music?
Was curious to see. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
I'm on MySpace.
MySpace.
And you can
okay.
check out my music on La Valley, L-A, capital V, like in Victor, A-L-L-E-Y, and La Valley.
Love Alley, okay.
I'm also on Reverb Nation, and all the music in my music is all Tim McGraw's band members and some of Elvis's leaders, and I got great players, and I'm on Facebook.
And Facebook, okay, what's your Facebook?
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Love Alley in Nashville, Tennessee. Uh-huh.
Nashville, Tennessee, okay, good deal. It's like... Jan, if you get a friend request from Jan Drake, it's Bakke, B-A-K-K-E. It's
uh-huh.
like pick her up on that. She's a poetess. She writes words. She doesn't do the music part, but it's like I think she would be interested in connecting with you.
So. Well, I connect a lot of people. I do a lot. I'm also a producer. I work with the publishers. I work with anybody that's in the arts and entertainment, and I try to get them to where they need to be. You know, or try to put them with people that I think that they could work with. So it's anybody. I work with all ages and all types of, even painters, artists, you know, poets, writers, authors, you know, musicians, I'm missing some movies, actors, modeling, you name it. I cover the gamut.
Cool. That's awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I try to get people in their places. That's my, I do a lot of public relations.
Well, good. You got a lot of good coming, so that's awesome. So you are about to move into a different realm of life, so that's what they're getting you ready for.
I can't wait.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's great. Thank you so much. And this is the first time I called in, and I hate Blog Talk. I had a radio show on Blog Talk, and I swear they need to get it together because
all the time.
This is the first time I've pulled up your show.
Wow.
So,
thank you. Well, thank you for coming on. Come back and visit us again. We're here 6 days a week. We're at 773-897-6461.
Are you on Facebook as well?
I am. I'm Kelly Coulter. And Dina, Dina too. So, Dina, is it just your name? DenaFlanagan?
Yeah, It's Dena and Flanagan. Send me a friend request. That'd be awesome.
Oh, I will. And what city are you?
I'm Kittery, Maine. Or it might say Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Okay, you're in Maine? All right.
I'm in Maine, but it might say Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I can't remember on that one.
You know, I was born in Boston.
Wow.
I used to go through Maine a lot, and one of my guitars cracked because it was so cold in the trunk of the car. I have an aunt and a nephew in Maine, and relatives in Concord, in Boston, Plattsburgh, New York, Worcester, you name it. I'm actually from the New England area. I'm French Canadian. LaValle.
Yeah,
Colette LaValle wrote the O Canada National Anthem. So I'm from the LaValle heritage descent.
Cool.
Yeah. All the way down here, I am a real, legitified, authentified, country-fried damn Yankee.
Going to say, another way to get a hold of all of us is at www.psychicsgonewild.com. It's like it lists all of our readers, all of our people that are there. So it's like, send us, you know, friend requests and stuff. And it's like, we'll definitely connect with you and get a hold of you. Because Jethro says, you know, I mean, he's always got stuff in the works. And, you know, he says, I got like 17 fans, you know, who want to play music.
Yeah, maybe I can email you a little bit of my music that you might want to play. It all depends on what kind of format that you want. Well, you never know how the format's going to turn out sometimes.
True story. All righty. Well, thank you so much. Golly, thank you.
Thank you, girls. Y'all have a good
evening.
Hey, by the way, one more thing. Barack Obama, 2012.
I'm not touching co-op politics. I'm not here. Just a warning.
Oh, I'm ready to tackle it. I am. All right. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. All righty. Golly, that was fun.
It was fun.
We have about 2 minutes and 25 seconds left here. It's like, and here I thought I was going to have to drag out the... I was going to ask you earlier, Dean. It's like, have you read Greg Braden's stuff? You know, his books like, you know, The Awakening to the Zero Point, Walking Between the Worlds. Because the one I'm holding in my hand right now is called The Isaiah Effect. Have you ever heard of his stuff?
Greg Braden?
No, Greg Braden. It's Braden. What he was, he was a former earth science expert and computer systems designer. He's an author. He, you know, guides the sacred sites throughout the world. He and his wife divide their time between New Mexico and Florida. And it's like, I know he started out in Taos, and it's like, I think they got a couple of those places. But they take people on, you know, literally earth treks. But here's going to read you the opening part of this on the Isaiah Effect. It says, quantum science suggests the existence of many possible futures for each moment of our lives. Each future lies in a state of rest until it's awakened by choices made in the present. 90 seconds, thank you. A 2,000-year-old scroll written by the prophet Isaiah describes precisely such possibilities in a language that we are just beginning to understand. In addition to sharing his visions of our time, Isaiah described the science of how we choose which future we experience. Each time we do so, we experience the Isaiah effect. And this was this book was published, copyrights in 2000, so 12 years ago. But in it, it says, it's got some stuff. I'm on the other, the teaching channel, the other show that we've got with that Learning Connect. Oh, 60 seconds, doggone, 2000. Anyway, but yeah, if you've ever read or never read any of this stuff, it's like, that's an awesome book to start out with, because it talks about just how we can, he goes through the mathematical, parts of it, and says with 8,000 people praying essentially the same, same prayer, same line of thought, we can shift the balance and shift the scales of what's supposed to be happening. Like, we do not have to experience apocalypse now. I was like going, cool. I like that thought. It's like with all the stuff they do with the quantum physics and all that, it's phenomenal. So it's like, if you want some good reading, go check his book out.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. All righty, any last words? We got about 10 seconds here. We're doing the NASA countdown.
Mm. Oh, me, yes. No, just everybody... Everybody, Monday is the new moon, the full moon, and it is the perfect time for everybody to write down their things they want to change or release or whatever in their life, and then burn it. This is a big, powerful one with everything coming up for this new year. So everybody, get ready for that, and if they can do that, that would be change your life a little.
All right, sounds good. Well, I think we lost sound, so it's like, except it's you and me because we're here on the phone together. But anyway, all righty. Well, thanks so much. It's like, God, it's been another fun night. Went really quick. It's like I'm always surprised.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for listening, and check out Dina's. Let's say again, hers is 207-752-1399. Give her a call. Get her at psychichealer11@gmail.com. And let's see. I'm bad. I didn't write the other one down. I was like, you can give that to me then.
E-S-S-E-N-C-E-O-T, EssenceOT, @AOL.com.
@AOL.com. Okay. So there's a couple ways to get a hold of Dina. And I'm on, I just tell people I'm at the Psychic Stonewall site. So it's like, yeah, all my contact information is there. And yes, we're still doing coffee. Yes, we're still doing his book, and it's like we're still just rolling forward. So anyway, we'll see everybody next time, and have an awesome one.
Good night.
Good night. Talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or left the grinning of the wind? Can you
Come rolling over with all the riches all around us. Never wonder what it was. In a circle, in a circle, but never
you can only build all your world is a hill. You can't.